A drug addiction prompted Dalton James Cameron to engage in a four-month stealing spree around Moose Jaw. Criminal activities that will see him spend the next 9 months in jail. Cameron's first offense occurred on November 25, 2023, when he grabbed a shopping basket after walking into Walmart and filled it with consumable goods worth $47.22 before leaving out an emergency exit. Crown Prosecutor Rob Parker said while reading the facts in Moose Jaw Provincial Court recently. The store was unable to recover the items. The 23-year-old's second theft occurred a few weeks later on December 4, 2023, when he walked into Canadian Tire and grabbed some chocolates and a knife sharpener, worth $20, and put them into his backpack before fleeing, Parker said. According to the police statement, when he came up to customer service, he asked if he could place the items in his backpack before paying, the Crown continued. One of the clerks said yes, he then zipped up the bag and left out the door without paying. On December 7, 2023, he walked into a marijuana shop on Main Street and stole five brown goodies bags and other cannabis paraphernalia worth $437.35 before running out without paying. Nearly 2 months later, Cameron walked into the Union grocery store on January 28, grabbed a box of chocolate bars valued at $39.95 and left without paying, Parker said. The Moose Javian's thievery ended on February 5, after he walked into the Circle K convenience store and grabbed food items before leaving without paying. A staff member followed him outside and demanded that he pay, but he turned and threw a cup of hot coffee onto the employee. There were no injuries as the liquid landed on the staffer's stomach and arm. So essentially, he assaulted the employee with the coffee to facilitate his escape with the otherwise fairly inconsequential items that he had stolen, said Parker. The police later said, and the Crown agreed, that Cameron's behavior escalated with the coffee throwing because he was now resorting to violence when confronted by store staff, the provincial prosecutor added. During his court appearance, Cameron pleaded guilty to four counts of theft under $5,000, while the Crown stayed several other charges. As part of a joint submission, Cameron received 9 months, or 270 days, in jail, although Parker noted the length could have been more severe had the Crown proceeded on the other serious charges but didn't because of the agreement with the defense. While the overall sentence is 270 days, because the Moose Javian had been on remand for 43 days after his arrest, the court gave him credit of 65 days served, which meant he had 205 days left in jail. Cameron is no stranger to court, because he has a criminal record, but he has taken full responsibility for these particular actions, which his drug use caused, said legal aid lawyer Julie Knox. These are not things he's going to repeat. He's definitely taken a new leaf while being on remand, she continued, noting he plans to serve his time, exit without any lingering prohibitions on his liberty, and start fresh in life by staying away from his past negative influences. Not only does the sentence denounce his crimes, but it also gives him the opportunity to rehabilitate so he becomes a new man with a new destiny when he leaves, Knox added. Judge Brian Hendrickson accepted the joint submission and agreed to waive the victim fine surcharge.